This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. and Ukrainian officials urged Russia to end attacks on civilians as a third round of talks between Ukrainian negotiators and Russians resumed on Monday. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken saying during a press conference with the Latvian foreign minister, quote, let the food and medicine in, let the people out safely, and end this war of choice against Ukraine. That news conference happening in Riga while citing relentless bombardment and reports of attacks by Russian forces on agreed-upon humanitarian corridors. Ukrainian officials slammed Moscow's proposed civilian evacuation routes to Russia and Belarus and requested that civilians fleeing the battle zones be allowed to reach Western Ukraine or European Union countries. Russia snubbed the International Court of Justice hearings on Monday as Ukraine pleaded with the United Nations top court to order Russia to halt its invasion. On a lawn outside the court's headquarters, the Peace Palace in The Hague, protesters wrapped in Ukrainian flags chanted, "Stop Putin, stop war." Ukrainian Representative Anton Korenevich asked judges to act as soon as possible, saying, quote, we ask the court to do that urgently because this is a matter of life and death for our Ukrainian citizens. U.S. gasoline prices are pushing even farther above $4 a gallon, the highest price that American motorists have faced since July 2008. The increase comes as calls grow to ban imports of Russian oil. Prices at the pump were rising long before Russia invaded Ukraine and have spiraled faster since the start of the war.